following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, November 4th, through Thursday, November 10th, 2022. November 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, there are many Magdalens who find their way to the property and to the messages. The repentant heart should not fear, but rejoice, for I forgive all who choose to live in holy love. I hold no memory in my heart of sins which have been surrendered to divine mercy. Once forgiven, a sin is not revisited by my paternal heart or by the heart of my Son. Therefore, do not allow Satan his time of guilt, which robs you of the present moment. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 5th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when you settle down to pray, children, empty your hearts of all concerns. Nothing, no solution, is impossible to me. There are times in everyone's life when things must be difficult in order for the soul to recognize his dependency upon me. This is a call to spiritual action. The soul who prays often has no difficulty in letting me take charge. These days, however, people are too confident in their own efforts to let me into their lives. They do not see my divine will in action. Many believe that my will presents no problem or difficulties in daily life. Often, however, my will is a test of good faith in the face of adversity. Sometimes, after a problem is solved, the soul can see my will in retrospect. It is important to remember these things as a basis of courage. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 6th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in this part of the world, your time has changed from daylight saving time to standard time. Personal adjustments need to be made. In heaven, there is no time. Each soul needs to earn his salvation within the parameters of time allotted him on earth. Time is only wasted through free will. When the soul loses sight of the present moment and allows time to slip by him, he loses sight of his salvation. Each present moment is given as a gift to prove to me his devotion to me. The soul wastes the present moment through disregard for my commandments. My commandments must form a basis for thought, word, and deed, so much so that it is second nature. It is only then that Satan's suggestions to transgress my commandments fall upon an unwilling spirit. Such a soul is clothed in my favor and protected by my angels. Through this obedience, time is not wasted on sin. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 22 through 23. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 6th, 2022. Padre Pio is here. He says, "Praise be to Jesus." He asks us to pray for peace based upon holy love in governments around the world. November 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, we have chosen each other's company until the end of time, and then for all eternity. Be attentive to these messages and be examples of holy love in an unbelieving world. The temperament of the world is that each one can make his own choices without consequence. Accountability before me is not a consideration so long as there is temporal happiness. This is a worldly opinion and not based upon truth. To those of you who are my prayer warriors, I say continue to stand for the truth in all the choices you make. Be the ones I can count on in the face of disbelief. Do not be afraid to point out how temporary life in the world is. Be brave in your evangelization efforts, knowing that I approve of you. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, will inspire you to say what you must and no more. Be my voice in the world." A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, 27 through 28. "For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 8th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, you cannot attain personal holiness unless you obey my commandments. These are the building blocks you must use towards your personal holiness. No one enters heaven unless he is obedient to all of my commandments. There is no negotiation at your moment of judgment. You cannot compromise your way into heaven. This being the case, it is important to scrutinize your own lives to be certain of your unerring obedience to the commandments. Each soul at some point in time has disobeyed one or more of the commandments. This is part of being human. Be careful not to form patterns of behavior contrary to these commandments. Do not excuse your disobedience because you know others who are also disobedient. You are to be judged as an individual, not part of any group or an association with anyone. Be responsible for your own behaviors, and do not compare your walk in holiness to anyone else. You will be judged on your own merits." A note is given to read James chapter 1, 22 through 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, please realize that Satan is attacking your nation from within. He is eating away at the very heart of your democracy by chipping away at the truth of your electoral process. Your nation was not founded on doubts, but on truth. If your elections are doubted, so too will the decisions be doubted that elected officials make. Now, there are just a few states with nefarious activity. Satan won't stop at that. November 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, imagine, if you will, that you are building a tower of wooden blocks. As you near the pinnacle, someone takes some of the blocks out of the middle of the tower. The whole effort is weakened and in jeopardy. It is much the same with a prayer petition. Many may promise prayers, but in the long run, do not fulfill their obligation. Their whole prayer effort is subsequently weakened. When you begin an effort to pray for a certain petition, you must not renege on your promise, but remain united in this effort to the end. Only then will you have done your part to bring a positive closure to the petition. Never say you will pray for someone or something and then fail to do so. Take seriously any promise of prayer. I will honor your weakest effort in some way. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, another front of attack on your nation, in fact, many nations, is political ambition. People seek office not to work for the people, but to fill their own selfish needs to be important and in the spotlight. Therefore, the genuine needs of their constituents takes a back seat to their pride. No one is in any office apart from my will. It is just that pride takes over and honesty takes a back seat. When truth is compromised, so too is the office of any dishonest politician. This is how Satan takes grasp of the inner workings of governments. Pray that these motives become obvious before a person is elected to office. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 through 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.